This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. It hasn't been a typical summer for kids, friends at a distance, parents stressed over back to school, and some children have had to deal with their parents getting sick, too. That recovery period has forced some families to separate to prevent further spread of the virus. Health reporter Sarah Willa Ernst spoke with parents in Houston about the toll that's taken on them.
When Crystal Rivas woke up on a Saturday morning in late June, she knew something wasn't quite right with her body. All night, she was going in and out of chills and hot flashes. So, out of an abundance of caution, she removed all her kids' laptops, video games, and other toys from her bedroom.
Go to your room, close the doors, I'll put the stuff outside, disinfect everything.
That marked the beginning of a two-week period locked in her room without her kids. She soon tested positive for the coronavirus. Luckily, Rivas lives with her dad. He was able to take care of her three kids, who are 17, 14, and 10 years old. Her youngest, Alonzo, is autistic. Riva says breaking up his routine was challenging.
He didn't like it. He didn't like it one bit. He was crying. I almost broke quarantine because he was crying for me so bad. And he's like, stupid corona. I just want to go in there with my mom.
An outburst like this is a reasonable reaction for a kid in this kind of situation, particularly when it's not their choice. Dr. Leslie Frankel studies parent-child relationships at the University of Houston.
We know that separations, and especially prolonged separations between parents and children, are harmful to children. And it's really considered to be a traumatic thing for a child to go through.
The widespread impact on child development during the pandemic is not well understood at this point. Research is still very much in the early stages. What researchers do know is that kids, whether a parent is sick or not, are prone to absorbing stress.
And so many kids are growing up right now in this context of stress, right? Where their parents are stressed, the kids are stressed.
And it's adult stress coming from all sides, about health, finances, and mourning loss, personal and collective. But Frankel says there are ways to manage separation.
We do know from research that people often talk to kids using euphemisms. And when we talk to kids, we need to talk to them in ways that are direct. But we need to be comfortable with situations so that we, like, convey it to them in ways that aren't scary.
And for parents separated from their kids due to COVID,
that's the most important thing for a child, is to know that their parent is okay and to maintain that connection.
Crystal Rivas said her children did understand the situation, but it was still hard to stay away from them.
I'm a very affectionate mom. I love giving my kids hugs and kisses. When I would hear them cry, I wanted to come out of my room. I love my kids more than anything in the world, and me staying quarantined was the best thing for them.
She says they found ways to stay connected while staying apart, mostly through technology, like video chatting. Rivas and her three kids also talked through the door and had window visits. She's recovered now, and says the impact of this experience on her children was short-lived, except a small change with her youngest, Alonzo.
The only difference is now I'm seeing, like, he's a little bit more independent. He wants to sleep in his room now with his brother.
And Rivas misses having him that close. In her situation, she missed her kids just as much as they missed her. I'm Sarah Willa Ernst in Houston.
Sarah Willa Ernst is with Report for America, a national service program that places emerging journalists into local newsrooms.